St. Andrew the Apostle, pray for us. Come after me, and I will make you to be fishers of men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I was telling you yesterday about how St. Andrew was the protoclete. Do you remember that Greek word from your vocabulary? That is to say, he was the first called. Now, he was also one of the twice called. How does that work? Well, all of us are at least twice called, very frequently, and sometimes thrice and four times called, and we still don't answer. Well, I mean, when your mother or father tell you to do something, and you're busy with something, and you think, well, not now, and you don't listen, and you don't do it right away. When we have to be twice called, when we finally do it, it barely counts as obedience, and sometimes it counts as a sin of being careless, maybe, or disrespectful or proud or something like that. Not very good things for us to have at all. So we must ask St. Andrew in a nice way, because he was most of all a nice apostle. We must ask St. Andrew to help us to be always just once called and get right to it. How was Andrew twice called? Well, our Lord, in yesterday's Gospel, St. John tells the story, remember, was lining up his apostles, and the first ones he got out of the disciples or the followers of John the Baptist. And once he had some of the main ones lined up, then there was a pause, and it wasn't quite the time yet to get things going. But when it was time to get things going, St. Andrew, along with St. Peter, they got to be called again a second time. In St. Matthew now, he tells the story. And this time, they're fishing. And our Lord says those beautiful, important words, I will make you to be the fishers of men. How was St. Andrew a fisher of men? How did he fish for souls? Well, all sorts of different ways. You know, there are many ways to catch fish, not just to have the fishing rod and a nice juicy old worm, and you put it in to the fishing pond and wait for your luck. No, there are many ways to catch fish, and there are many ways to catch souls for Christ. One of the few things that we know about St. Andrew from the Gospel is the story about, do you remember that? When the people were following Christ for 3 days, and they were getting hungry. Everybody had a packed lunch, but packed lunches, picnics, only go so far. And they started to talk, the apostles did, about what were they going to do, and they were sort of hinting that our Lord should work a miracle. And our Lord says, well, is there anything to eat around here? And St. Andrew helpfully says, well, there's a boy here, and he's got 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. But then he says, well, of course, that wouldn't do any good for feeding thousands of people, would it? But our Lord already knew what he was going to do. How did St. Andrew know about that one boy among thousands who had some of his picnic lunch left over still? Although the barley loaves were probably getting a little stale, the fish would keep because they were salted. Well, the way he got to know that, children, was that he had chatted him up. He talked to him a little bit. He probably said to him something like, oh, I see you still have a little lunch. How much did your mother pack you? And then they talked a little bit about those things. That's how St. Andrew always was. He was an easy person to talk to. He was interested in other people. And they thought if they needed to get to Jesus, they could do that by Andrew. It wasn't nearly so scary as going straight to Christ, who is, after all, the Anointed One and the Son of God and the Messiah. So that's what happened at Holy Week. Remember, there were some Greeks, and the Greeks wanted to see Jesus, only though he was very busy getting ready for Palm Sunday. And so they went to see Philip, and Philip, he talked to Andrew because they were good friends. They always helped each other out. And between the two of them, they set up an appointment for the Greeks to talk to our Lord. Well, that's how Andrew was. That's how he was able to fish and reel in the fish. And I suppose sometimes he caught really big fishes, that is to say, a lot of very important souls or big sinners even, and he converted them in a kindly way, a little bit at a time. What would be a good resolution to honor Saint Andrew today? On this, it's an Advent day as well as a big feast day in the church. Well, I'll try to be kind to other people and to think, well, maybe that might be a good way to get them a little bit closer to Jesus. Of course, it would. But remember, children, charity starts at home or maybe in the classroom. Always be kind to your parents and teachers, and don't make anybody ever call you twice. You know, there are many ways to get to heaven, children, but probably one of the easiest ways is simply that. Your whole life long, whenever somebody calls, just come right away. It could be, and it actually is in a way, the voice of God, just as Andrew heard when he was called two times. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.